station on too. MSG laptop rebooted, looks like it's operating nominally, and I'm happy to close the lid if that's what you'd like.
We copy, Mike. Thanks for that. Yeah, you can close the lid.
Great, and good morning, Lori, and everyone there at the POIC, and happy wear a plunger on your head day.
I'll be looking for that on any of the downlinks today.
Such a pity, Lori, because we don't have those plumber's helpers available on board just because our toilet systems are a little bit different. So we'll just have to wait and see the pictures from the ground on that one.
You got it. We'll take a Santa hat or whatever you want to wear on your head today.
It's the season. Sensation on 2-4 Stowe Track.
Go ahead, Mike.
You sound a lot like Zed. Hey, good morning. And we left a crew note, but basically looks like the Stowe Track server is down. We tried it on iPad. One thing I didn't add is we tried it on iPad with the normal CloudNet, and then the other we tried MSL, and that also did not work as far as our Wi-Fi spots. And then for the SSC, it also didn't work, so it looks like a server for Stowe Track. I'm happy to do any troubleshooting if you need to. In the meantime, we have time before we actually need Stowe Track later today.
Okay, Mike, you did all of the initial onboard troubleshooting that I would have had recommended. I don't have a Pluto or an ISO here yet, but I'll see if I can get you some answers. I expect this is probably something we need to do from the ground, and we'll try to get this resolved in the early part of the morning so that you have it ready when you get to those activities or potentially before that. And yes, of course, good morning. For your awareness, I released Capcom today based on what I saw on the timeline. I thought I'd be able to cover what we have today, so go easy on me. See you all out there.
Deb, you're a man of many talents, and it's great to have you flying with us today. And greetings to the whole flight control team this morning. It is the holiday rush season, apparently, of planet Earth. And on one hand, we're sorry to miss it. On the other hand, we understand how busy it is. So glad to be working with you today, sir. And, yeah, we'll copy all on Stowe Track, and we'll stand by.
Very good. Well, planet Earth misses you as well, but we're glad you are where you are.
So station on Space Ground 2 for SSC relocation.
Mia, go ahead for SSC relocate.
I have a quick question on SSC relocation, SSC 4 relocation scheduled from 15:35. Sorry, I'm doing this too early. But power cable, which is supposed to connect this SSC cable, that is already connected to made up laptop on Note 3 after 3. Is it okay for me to disconnect this cable, then connect SSC 4, or we have another option?
Give me a copy of your question. Give me a second to see what I can find out for an answer.
No rush. Actually, I can do that later. So by the time I do this, if I have answer, that would be great.
I certainly want to make sure I get in communication with Pluto since they aren't here yet. As soon as they get in, we'll get you an answer. It should be pretty easy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Station on 2 for Kimia and SSC relocate.
On 2?
Kimia, make sure I'm reading back your question correctly. You were wondering if the SSC cable, which is currently connected to the MedOps 2 laptop, should go with SSC 4 when you relocate it. My interpretation from the XDP note at the top of step 4 in the procedure says that you do disconnect that and bring that with SSC 4.
A moment, I'm going to confirm that. For execution note, I'm going to relocate SSC to lab to node 3, and we have produced XDP. And I just did this, and I'm on step 4. And 4.1 connect SSC 4 to brick cable or serial number 1112 that is already connected to metal laptop, but not after take 5, but after the 3 wall. So I just wondered, I can just disconnect this cable from the med ops to laptop.
Give me a before step 4.1, do you see the XTP note? Because I think that addresses your question. I'm wondering if there may be a server connection issue that's not showing the XTP version.
Sorry about that. I just missed this execution note. Sorry. Yeah, now that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
And just note that that laptop is not near, Node 3 Aptotec 5, but actually Apt 3 maybe panel wall. So I'm going to just relocate this laptop nearby that location, not Aptotec 5. It's okay.
Give me a Houston copies and we concur with your plan.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support. And sorry, I missed that execution note.
Not a problem at all.
Huntsville, station on 2 for Cypher Risto.
Maybe on 2, Chris.
Morning, Larry. I am restowing some of my Cypher collection things, and I had just a quick question. I currently have two tube kits out, serial number 1210, which is totally empty, and then 1212, which I've been working from. And I just wanted to confirm whether 1210 goes back to the Columbus 1-4 Hotel 2 purple drawer, or whether that goes somewhere else.
Okay, Chris, a copy. I will get with Stowage and we'll let you know shortly.
Thanks, appreciate it. And yeah, just to clarify, that's where does the empty one go?
Well, Chris, you caught us at a time where Stowage has stepped off, but I will get back to you on all that.
Absolutely, yeah, no rush. I'm no rush at all.
Thank you. Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Cypher.
Station Tsukuba on 2 for Kenya. Intermediate, take 1.
That's on 2, Tsukuba.
Hey, Kenya, if you are okay, we'd like to do demonstration from now on.
Okay, I can do that. Bye-bye.
Copy that. We have some additional items. Copy that. We have some additional items.
Station on 2 for demonstration.
I'm with you on 2. Go ahead.
I talked to you on Spacecon 3, but no answer, so I'm just talking to Spacecon 2. And what kind of demonstration do you need?
Sorry for the inconvenience. First, we'd like to come check once again. As I mentioned, as I told you, we've completed ComCheck, but actually it's not completed yet. So I'd like to perform some additional demonstration.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to do ComCheck again by BeamMic. Then, for your request, I can do the demonstration. Thank you.
Copy that. Let's move on to the SpaceGram 3.
Okay, move on to SpaceGram 3. Thank you. Station on Spacecon 2 for bent voice check.
We're going to go ahead.
Sorry about that. Actually, let's do that comm check starting from 9:30. Before my conference, I have some time. So when once KU is back, do the quick comm check. Is that okay for you?
We copy and concur from 9:30. 3-0.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be back to the gym and be ready by 9:30. So, see you then.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Python 3. Go ahead, Python 2.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Xena and Timeline.
John 2.
Hey, Xena. For your NanoRack mainframe alpha activity at 12:15, we're going to have to slide that to the right, and it can be done any time after 14:36. There's nothing wrong with the payload, and it's not that I don't want to work with you, but we just need a little more time to confirm the fan status. So just wanted to let you know so you can adjust your timeline accordingly.
I appreciate the heads up, and yes, always happy to be working with you at any time. I will make sure to do NanoRack's mainframe anytime after 14:36. I think that gray space on my timeline will be a perfect slot.
Sounds good to us. And I have Chris's stowage info if he needs it. I don't know if he's in the middle of his test right now, though.
You can take it. Still loading up here.
Oh, great. All right. So your kit 1210, that's going to go back to the JLP port 2 golf location with the other empties. And then the 1212 will stay with the purple kit, and that's going to go back to Columbus.
Copy all. And then just to confirm, the drain tool gets trashed with the in that bag 1345. I just wanted to double check and make sure on that.
And Chris, if you're talking about the drain adapter, that needs to be restowed.
Okay, drain adapter cleaned and restowed. Copy that. Huntsville, station on 2 for robots.
Go for robots.
I'm working through the procedure here to get robots started up, and it seems to be hung up. I'm on step 2.1, and I clicked command start. Started loading things up like normal. However, it's stuck at 4 minutes on the Start PCS and CCS, and it's been sitting there for about 5 minutes at that with no change in the progress bar. I was just wondering if you had any advice on how to proceed.
Seems it doesn't want to work on Friday either. Okay, I will check on that and get right back to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Chris, I'm still checking. I had to phone a friend in Houston. Okay, Chris, sorry for making you wait, but here's the gist. We're just going to log out, reboot it, and log back in if you haven't already tried that.
I have not, so I will try that. I will log out, reboot it, and log back in.
We copy, Chris. That worked?
Yep. Looks a lot happier now. It is actually loading up Windows instead of just sitting there, so I think we're in business. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you for going with the flow.
Station Space to Ground 2 for Timeline and Stow Track.
Mike, with you on 2. So I've looked into anything I can find on the ground short of calling in the Pluto and the ISO on the Stow Track, and I haven't found any past records of this with solutions through anomaly reports or so forth. I'm making the call not to pick them up and call them in. I am expecting an ISO here in a hour and a half or so, and so we're looking, since the EVA tool config is one that's going to go over several days, it's not like you have to knock out the entire thing in this one block we have scheduled for you this morning. I'm going to delay being able to get into that, and as soon as we get someone here, we'll expedite that as their first action when they get in. I reached out to them, but I'm short of waking them up.
Is that thank you. That clarity is, as we say, a pure kindness. So, yeah, we totally understand, totally agree. And I think we'll go around the airlock and look at some EVA tools. We have our EVA procedures on board, so we'll look at the kinds of things we need, but we won't actually do too much with it just to get familiar with the airlock again and the tools. And other than that, we'll just wait till ISO comes in and hopefully take that. Figures it out, because yeah. Also, the other part of the day, we have the Node 3N cone closeout and stowage closeout. So I think your plan will get us to success for the day. So I don't think we have any questions on that. Thank you very much.
And my intent is, I know that they were coming in prior to Node 3N cone closeout, so I do not want to impact that activity. So if they aren't there before that, I will call them in for that. I can also. Stow Track is working for us on the ground. I can screenshot some of the EVA tools pages and then email them up to you as a workaround in the meantime.
A splendid idea. Yeah, so I think we'll set our expectations of just doing some kind of preliminary work with the EVA tools, but understanding it's a multi-day process. I think having a couple screenshots of the first page or so, or maybe first page and a half, that will get us off to a start and get us into the groove and understanding, you know, what the task entails, and then we'll just make up for it a little bit later. That's a really good idea, and I'm glad it's working for you on the ground.
Okay, I'll put that in place. I'll give you a call when the email is fired away to go on board. And you do have, I think, the message that has the overall tool config. You just don't have the serial numbers and the exact parts of it. So I'll make sure that that's what I'm sending up.
Perfect. It's great working with such a fine flight director with, shall we say, a little EVA experience. So this will be just fine. Thanks, Ed.
Sure thing. Station Houston on 2 for Zena and Mike regarding tool config.
We are with you on 2.
Hey, Zena. I just sent up an Excel file to your email that has the first Inc. 74 EVA tool gather activity out of StowTrack. That'll be able to get you started. That probably won't get on board until we get KU back to be able to get the file up, which will be another 10 or 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, as well as being another option for you, there is the ARIS 4-bed CO2 sample part 1, which is scheduled at 1200. You can do that at any time this morning if you wanted to do that while you wait for the Excel file to get on board. Your choice.
That's a great idea. Mike and I had also talked about me knocking out the safer VRT and just being flexible with our midday meal so that we could work on the tool config once we've got that Excel sheet. Thanks so much for sending it.
Okay, sounds good, Zena. And one correction to my last, that 4-bed CO2 sample part 1 needs to be done by 1300 because we have some subsequent ground commanding that we need to do.
Okay, no problem. Why don't I knock that out first, and then it's out of the way, and we'll be flexible the rest of the morning.
Copy all. Good plan.
Good. Send station 2 for 4-bed.
Go ahead for 4-bed.
I think it was implied, but just want to be super duper sure that I have a go in step 1.1.
Athena, you are go in step 1.1. We were debating as well whether my last call was clear enough on that. Thanks for checking.
Thank you. Thanks for backing us up. Send station 2. QD sampling adapter is installed.
Copy all. Thank you very much. Copy, Mike. I see you got on board. You're welcome.
Just on station all, Syscon 2 for CQ fuse check.
Give me a go ahead. Houston's with you.
I just did a procedure, which is actually scheduled at from 17:30. And instead of VIV had like 4 fuses, actually I found 5 fuses in this call back. And I did all 5 fuses for the test. And all tests actually had good continuity test. So it seems like everything looks good.
Okay, copy the 1730 fuse check. All 5 fuses, good continuity. Copy all.
So I'm going to place these 5 fuses to the back to the original location. That's my reading for this stowage note. I just want to confirm that is correct.
And Kimmy, that's why I'm reading the stowage note as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike or Chris with 1 delta to the end cone closeout.
Right on 2.
Hey, Chris, in that Excel file I sent you up, there has since been 1 delta to step 9. It's pretty simple. Basically, the McLean ECOC 2.0 CTB goes to JPM deck 3 instead of deck 5.
Copy all. So in step 9, McLean ECOC JPM 1 deck 3. I copy that.
You got it. And Pluto and ISO are both here on the case for StowTrack, so I'll let you know as soon as we get that recovered, but we got our best people working on it.
Awesome. Thanks, Ed. Much appreciated. And we'll get started working the old-fashioned way. So thanks.
Don't make me pull out stories of back in my day or back in Mike's day.
You were reading my mind, Zeb. I was telling him about the time we unloaded an MTLM without any StowTrack. We used spreadsheets and printouts. Liked it. Hey, and Godspeed and good luck. Thanks to ISO and Pluto in advance. We appreciate them.
Go back to some phones. Chris, go on 2 for Taylor.
Go ahead on 2.
It might be a little bit early, but I'd like to start next activity and waiting for your go for step 5.2.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Kimir. And ground has completed all the necessary activities before calibration light source installation. With that, you are a go for 5.2.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to working with you. Thank you for your support. I have a go for step 5.2. Thank you. Cross station on space ground 2 for Venus.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, I'm on step 5.9. And the call on time is 1326.
Copy. 1326. Is that for both power 1 and power 2?
Yes, that's affirmative. 1 and 2. In the, shortly after power on 1, I just turned on power on 2. So almost same timing.
Copy that. With that, you can move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Power station on Space Ground 2 for Telus.
Red Kimia on Space Ground 2.
This task complete, so please let me know if I can do anything for you. Otherwise, I'm going to go to exercise.
Copy all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your support, and see you soon.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Station Houston on 2 for Stowtrack and 6 miles.
Ooh, that sounds like good news.
Yeah, we think it's recovered, if you want to take a look and let us know.
Checking. That's a big win. Both Chris and I have Stowtrack up and running. We'll make sure that it is working on Mike's iPad as well. Thank you so much to everybody involved in fixing that.
That's great news. And obviously, just we'll want to make sure for configuration management purposes, anything that you guys did off that email Excel file gets into Stowtrack just so we can all track it and keep up to date. But Pluto Carrie Goulart came in and got her recovered this morning, so she's the hero of the day.
We've got 6 miles on board. I'll get those updates put into Stowtrack, and a huge thanks to you and Carrie and the team. It's made our lives a lot happier up here, so thank you for all the effort.
And good day, Xena. Orbit 2 is on with you. Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I'm on 2. Hey, I am trying to work through the Safer VR Trainer procedure, and I'm unable to get any image in the VR headset. I feel like I must be missing something obvious, but I've gone through the procedure. I've tried restarting Doug. I've restarted the SSC. Any suggestions?
Not off the top of our heads, but let us do a little digging, and we'll get back to you.
Okie dokie, thank you.
And he's... Instagram 2. Hey, Rob, and greetings to Orbit 2. Happy Friday.
Hey, great day to be talking with you, Mike. Happy Friday to you as well. And Xena Houston on 2. Pluto's going to come on board, and just to make sure we've got good connectivity between the SSC and all the components, so if you go hands-off for a moment, please.
Hey, no problem. I will stop my run, and I am able to do... the 2D version, it's just not showing up in the VR headset.
Copy, thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Xena and VR headset.
Maybe on 2.
Hey, Xena, we have a call out to the EVA folks. They are scratching their heads on it and thinking about it. But in the meantime, we know that Chris had worked with this yesterday. If you haven't already, if you could pick Chris's brain, see if he has any ideas on... what could be the issue with this, if that might help.
Yeah, I'll check. It was working nominally for him yesterday, but we'll think about it here, too.
Copy. And Xena, if you're still within earshot, if you would like to move your day around a little bit, we are good for you to jump into robot. So we're fine with the support of that if you want to do that now or a little later.
Okay, that works for me. I can also do some more EVA tool config stuff. I'll start robot. I think that's a great use of time. Thanks.
Copy.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Microscope.
Hey, good afternoon, Kimia. If you are calling for an early go for the microscope, you can do that.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your flexibility. Station on Space Ground 2 for Microscope.
And Kimia, we are with you on 2. If you're calling for step 11, we will give you a call when we're ready to continue.
We are ready to continue. Thank you very much.
And Kimia, we'll give you a call when we're going into step 12.
Thank you. Standing by. Sorry about that.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Kimia and Kermit. Our ground commanding is complete, and you are go to continue.
Go for continue. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Biomonitor at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good news to offer you flexibility. We have met our 48-hour constraint for your biomonitor wearable, so you are go to perform your Cypher wearable removal activity at your convenience.
That is fantastic news. Thanks very much. I will do that. Thanks.
Station on 2 for stowage.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, Mike. Great to talk to you. We have for stowage.
Hey, Vincent. Great to hear your voice back up here, sir. Just to give you an update where we are, things are going fine. We did have a outage of Stowtrack. We had a workaround, but that took a little bit of time. Also, Vincent, as you know, we're being very careful in Cygnus and having to strap everything down and write the locations, which is all proper, but that just takes a little bit more time than was on the timeline. Right now, we're on step 25. Yui-san is donating some time to make the bungee jail and the adjustable tethers. Just wanted to give you that update, and then also I have a suggestion or request before we get too far. But how copy so far?
Yep, we copy all. We're ready for the comment question.
Yeah, with our Explorer 74 crew, I think we might be a little bit behind, but I think we'll get to the NanoRacks airlock stowage cleanout. We'll get to the end of that and be in good shape so that we can depress the NanoRacks airlock. I think that's on Venus schedule a little bit later. We'll do our best. Real quick, is that Cygnus has some more room in it, and we're, I don't want to say skeptical, but it's going to be a little bit tricky, and it's a great plan, but to try to get that area to fit everything in the NRAL that have won a copy, and we realize there's a bigger plan here. This is just a small suggestion to put in some more, you know, fit in a few more things in Cygnus. Over.
Yeah, Mike, unfortunately, we had a quick handover, so we lost the last 40 seconds of that. So we heard, and you were going to describe, you thought there's a little more room, and then that's the last we heard. So if you could repeat that for us.
Sorry about that. We have a 6.0 CTB 5042 and a 4.0 CTB 5171 that could fit into Cygnus. They are also designated to be part of the floor storage for Node 1. The question or concern we have is that the NRAL gear may not all fit in as currently planned. I know it's analyzed, but it's going to be a tight fit anyway in Node 1 deck. So if we got those two ETVs in Cygnus, that might buy us some more room. Just wanted to throw that idea out there.
Okay, so we copy. So if you're able to put 5042 and 5171 in Cygnus, it's going to buy you more space for the NRAL stowage cleanout today. So we copy, and we'll get ISO work on that, and we'll let you know. The other big picture thing, just to let you know, we haven't been able to turn on our Occam system. That's the system that basically sends down crew notes and things. So if there's anything you need to give us in the near term, just do that on the voice loops, because we won't be able to get statuses.
Well, that's really good to know, Vincent. Let me give you one real quick, and it's more just no action needs to be done on it, but it is item number 24.02. There were no lids at the end cone, just the solid waste container bodies, so I stowed it without the – I stowed the 3.0 CTV. Its number is 5068. We stowed that in Cygnus.
Copy. 24.02 has no lids. Copy. So we'll call you back as soon as we have an answer for the two 6.0 CTBs.
Yes. So one's a 6.0, one's a 4.0, but we understand. And, yeah, let us know. In the meantime, we're building our bungee jail and setting things up for success for items 25 and beyond. Thanks, Vincent.
All right. Sounds good. We'll call you soon.
Cell station 2 for NanoRex.
Hey, Zena, if you are calling for that go in step 2.1, you had it.
I sure am. Copy and thank you. Control station 2, step 4.5, you're go to power the NanoRacks mainframe alpha.
Zena, we copy. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
Houston station 2 for a quick update on stowage.
Mike, we're with you. Hey, and by the way, we got our Occam's capability restored, so no need to give us updates on that. We're listening.
Fantastic. That's good news. Welcome back, Occam. And we've made it up to step number 30. So that means we are ready to open the Node 3 port end cone hatch for decal on step 31. And on step 30, there was nothing that said if there were any things left, and there were nothing left. So good job to ISO for accounting for everything.
Copy all. Thanks.
We're going to open the notes report and fill in the hatch now.
Copy. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Mike and Nanorak Ops.
Houston on 2, go ahead. But before you do, real quick, just to let you know that the Node 3 port hatch is open, thanks to Chris. That was his first space hatch to open, so we're glad he had that chance.
Awesome. Congrats, Chris. Hey, Mike, so talking back about the 4.0 and the 6.0 CTB, and I'm going to, I may be reiterating something you're very crystal clear on, but I'm going to say it anyway. So the intent of getting either the 4.0 or the 6.0 or both into the Node 1 deck hatch bay is to provide kind of a barrier where all those CTBs are going to be sandwiched in there in a friction fit so that they don't translate zenith or down towards Cygnus. And understanding that there may not be enough room in that location for both the 4 and the 6, we're fine with one or the other, but it's your discretion on which you think is going to work best to create that friction fit in that hatch bay.
Okay, we understand that very much, and thank you for the clarification. The friction fit, it's not a, we understand that, and I'm looking at the Nanorax airlock now, and it is full of stuff that's going to fit into that hatchway nicely, so that we will make sure that there will not be anything that's going to float up or float down, like you said. We can do that with either or both of those CTBs we mentioned, the 6.0 and the 4.0. Given a choice, we'd like to put the 6.0 into Cygnus, and then the 4.0 we can put into that 10.0 CTB 1013. How does that sound?
Mike, that sounds like a great plan. You understand the big picture, and we're letting you create as needed to get the end result.
Thanks. We're really trying to work just as you are for success here, and we do appreciate the lot of thought that went into this plan. So thank you. We'll report what we have done. So there should be no surprises.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
I do have a question for you while I have you. On step number 33, this is the airlock mod kit hardware. It is 10.0 and later on, there's other CTBs and foam cushions that are to be put inside of a larger CTB. Can we use this 1010 as one of the larger CTBs? Over.
Affirmative, Mike. That will work for us.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Phoenix Houston Space Ground 2 for VR headset troubleshooting.
Down 2.
Hey, Zena, we have some troubleshooting steps for you to troubleshoot the VR headset. So you're going to bring up procedure 2.182, and this is the generic EVA system script sheet. You're going to bring up block alpha on page 25.
Can you say again that procedure?
Absolutely. This is 2.182.
2.182.
And you're going to go to page 25, where you'll find block alpha. Let me know when you're there.
Copy page 25, block alpha.
And you're going to perform block alpha, and especially we want you to pay attention to, on step 2, the plug 1 and the jack 1 connectors, and make sure that those are well seated. If there's any doubt, you can reseat those.
Okay, copy. I'll pay special attention in step 2 to the connectors. And as a data point, I did try unseating and reseating all of the connections earlier. We'll take a look at page 25, block alpha.
Copy, thanks.
Houston Station 2 for VR Safer.
Good, Zena.
Checked out the group sheet, paid special attention to all of the connections in block 2, which is just pointing me back to procedure 1.338. I am not having any luck, but I'm getting a different signature than I was getting before. Now, anytime I get to step 15, it crashes Doug. Whereas before, it would not crash Doug, but I was just only in 2D mode.
All right, Zena, thank you for that feedback. That does give us a little more data. Unfortunately, it's not going to be something we can rescue today. So we will reschedule this activity and pull together a plan and try to address this issue. So thank you for your diligence in troubleshooting.
Yeah, happy to help. And just to offer up as a potential solution, I'm in 2D mode, and at least that way we know I've gotten it at least a little bit of a refresher. And if we're able to fix the VR headset, that'll be even better as an addition.
Yep, concur. Good to see you, at least the 2D mode gave you something, and we'll see what we can do for a later time. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. And just to be clear, I have not done any runs in 2D mode since I needed to go hands off the SSC earlier for troubleshooting.
Understood. Thanks for that clarification.
Perfect. Much appreciated. Houston Station 2, any recommendations for whether to leave this trainer deployed and connected or stowed away until later?
Yeah, great question, Zena. Yeah, you can pick up in step 23 to tear down and take that all the way to the end.
Okay, copy. We'll do.
Station Houston on 2. For any available crew member, we see a floating headlamp in the lap. Hey, Chris, at starboard 4, we see a floating headlamp, if you could grab that. Port 4. You got it. Thanks. You're welcome, Kimia.
And Houston Station for stowage, just reporting that we found a way to make that all fit nicely in terms of the floor as intended. So we're happy with that. We're still working with the NREL. I have a big picture question when you're ready.
All right, we copy all. You got both the 4 and the 6 or just the 4 in that location?
So the 6 went into Cygnus, the 4 is into the 10.0 CDVE 1013. We're working on making everything else work for the procedure. I have a big picture question when you're ready.
We're ready. Yeah, we just wanted to double check. Go ahead.
No worries. We really appreciate your eyes and ears and brains on this one. So for big picture for NREL, by taking everything, and again, just double check my work with Stowtrack, we will not be taking everything out of NREL, apparently. And so that means that there are some things that will still be in there for later when we do the depress today.
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. To answer your question, yes, the end item intent is to have everything out of NREL. But keep in mind today, it will not be depressed, and in step 40 of your stow note item, it has you report any remaining items so that we can find homes for them.
Okay, Rob, sorry for the delay. This is Mike, Station Ground 2. We copy your last, and yes, the reason why I asked is that we have quite a few big cushions. I don't know, maybe 2 10.0 CTVs worth. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but a lot of cushions with the gear in there that are going to need to find homes that are beyond what was in this stow track. So just giving you a heads up on that, and we will report and continue working collaboratively with you to get everything solved. Another quick question is I have an EVA battery task on my timeline. Can I do that in 5 minutes, or if it needs to be done now, we'll do it now.
All right, Mike, copy all, and to answer your immediate question about the EVA battery task, no, that can wait whenever you need it. And also, big picture, we intend on Monday we will install the NanoRack stuff, and then Tuesday will be the depress day, so we've got plenty of runway to get it cleared out.
Excellent. If you'd like, two things real quick. Zena has volunteered to do the EVA battery task, so she'll start working on that. We'll continue running the stow track. Chris is helping. He has a few minutes. And I can turn on the Node 3 camera for you, and you can see what we have in the NREL before I can report it in step number 40. If that's interest to you, if not, no worries.
Thank you for that offer. We will take you up on that. And for Zena...
Is an airlock on, too, for battery?
Yeah, actually, Zena, we would... If you could hold off on the battery task, and we would prefer you do the four-bed CO2 activity on time, and then you could go back to the EVA battery task.
Okay, no problem. Houston Airlock, any chance we are go about 5 minutes early for the four-bed CO2?
We're ready, Zena.
Outstanding. Copy and go in 2.1.
Copy.
Send station 2, 4-bed CO2, step 2.2.
Dina, we're here on 2. Go ahead.
Serial number is 1045.
Copy, 1055, that's a good serial number.
045.
Right, Dana, 1045.
Good read back.
And Houston station on 2 for stowage and a suggestion or request.
Go ahead, Mike.
First, the invitation. I'm sure you're really liking the Node 3 camera. Would you like the Node 1 camera also? That way you can see our valiant and so far successful attempts to implement the careful Tetris plan that you set out. Also, wanted to ask real quick, we have the one 10.0 CTV that's kind of like you said, that makes the floor. It's wedged in nicely in the hatchway. We followed the constraints with ventilation. Then we have another layer on top, which is right now a 10.0 and a 6.0, and we're working to put some more there. And then if I understand it, the procedure, SnowTrack, correctly, my question is, you want another layer on top of that one 10.0, on top of those two other 10.0s. Is that the intent?
And Mike, we copy your question. Let us check about if an additional layer is needed. And regarding the Node 1 camera, no, we will not need that. We need to allocate that camera feed into T2.
Okay, no worries. Just offering if you wanted to see. So right now, just to give a further explanation, the first 10.0 CTV, the one that's wedged, the one we talked about a bit earlier, that one is nicely placed, and then and it's protecting the hatch seals, and that would be the Node 1 deck hatch. Then we have a layer of a 10.0 and a 6.0, and maybe another thing that's size of the actual floor, the deck of Node 1. And then the question is, if we put a third layer, then we will be higher than the deck. We think that's probably okay, but just wanting to know if that was your plan. We looked at the diagrams carefully, and we just have a few more questions. That's all.
Copy all. Thank you for that great explanation, and we'll let you know.
So station 2, 4-bed, step 2.5, perch container is connected.
And Zena, you are go in step 5.
Copy, go in step 5. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Spanky and stowage.
Go ahead, Rob, on 2.
Hey, Mike, but you were reading it correct. We did intend for there to be another layer, as you're describing. We just did not expect it to be sticking out as far as you're describing that it will. If you are okay with sticking that extra layer on top and it's sticking up into the cabin a little bit, we're okay with that. But if that's a problem, let us know, and we'll find another solution.
But to be honest, Node 1, Deck 1 is already at a higher level, so this shouldn't be too much of a problem. We'll give it a shot, and that buys us some more room that we can do things. So we're moving along on the road track. I really appreciating Chris giving some time. And Rob, if there's something on my timeline that I need to jump into before my drain brain activity, let me know. In the meantime, we're going to keep Tetrising and making this work.
Copy, Mike. We'll keep you honest if we need some.
Sim station 2, 4-bed set 5.5, serial number 1050, sample container connected.
Dina, that's a good serial number. You can continue.
I'll be waiting for your go in step 6.
And Zena, your go in step 6.
I'll be go in step 6.
Station Houston, space ground 2 for Chris and T2 question.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris and T2.
Hey, Chris, you've got a scheduled upcoming T2 session here real soon. Given the fact that you guys are still working the stowage stuff back and forth through Node 3, we'd like for your assessment of if you think you can still do your T2 exercise, or should we reschedule that or put it off?
Stand by. Let me just check in with Mike, and I'll let you know.
Copy.
The Houston station on 2 for T2.
Hey, Chris.
what do you guys think about me shifting my T2 PTV to the right about 20 minutes, and then Mike and I will keep hammering away, and we think in about 20 minutes we should be able to get all of the stuff out and through that sort of area so that I'll be free to do T2 and we'll be all buttoned up with the NREL stuff.
Yeah, that is no problem at all to shift things to the right by 20, so thanks for being flexible and making this work.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's, yeah, I mean, honestly, that'll work out even great for me because then it'll just go straight into my ARED, which works great for me.
Sounds good. We'll call that a plan. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Python 2.
Hey, Kimia, just wanted to ask that when you get done with the drain brain activity you're working on now, to please give us a call. And prior to getting into the CMAX activity, we may be shuffling your activities around today, but it all depends on the timing of when you're free.
Okay, actually, I'm already free, so I can take that task. So which one are you referring to? Who's and what time?
And for right now, Kimia, we would like for you to help out Mike and Chris as they need with the stowage. And depending on where we get today, we may end up deferring some of your tasks, such as the Node 3 CMAX. But for now, if you could give them a hand and get in touch with you a little later.
Yeah, I understand. Happy to do that. Thank you. Thank you for letting me help them.
Anytime.
Station 2 for 4BAD, step 6 of Jamal End.
Good, Tina.
Hey, the CO2 sample port is back on. The sampling adapter is removed back in its 12x12 Kynar bag, and the front enclosure beta cloth is covered.
Thank you, Zena. That is a good config.
Copy and thanks.
Jenny Houston, on 2.
Houston Station, with you on 2.
Hey, Zena. One thing that you could help us with, or actually, since Mike is hard at work doing the stowage stuff, if you could take care of his EVA battery ops term activity scheduled at around 15:30, you have a go to do that at this time.
We go for the 15:30 term. You got it.
Thank you.
Mr. Mailock, 2 for timeline.
Zena. Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, finished up the EVA battery term. I need to take care of the next two battery activities, or I can peel off and we can be all hands on deck for stowage. Either or.
Checking. Thank you for suggesting that, Zena, and we will take you up on that. And you have a go to continue with the EVA tasks.
Okay, copy. I will get started on the next battery activity.
Hiker Chris, Houston Space Ground 2.
Right, how can we help?
Hey, Mike, yeah, we got a great view looking towards the starboard of what that config in Node 1 looks like. Probably should have offered this before, but if that does seem like it's sticking up too much, you also have an option of putting some of those CTBs in Node 2 Deck 2, but your discretion, just wanted to give you additional option to consider.
Hey, Rob, we sure appreciate y'all thinking, and we appreciate everyone's brain power. I'm not sure what you mean by putting Node 2 Deck 2. Aha, got it. Well, have I got a deal for you. We have some things left over. If you give me a few seconds, I need to record what we just did. We still have a few cushions and things like that that probably could use to go to Node 2 Deck 2 in another... probably at least a 6.0 CTV, but more like a 10.0 CTV. That'll buy us some room. We still have some cushions and one or two other little things. But I think we'll be able to take you up on that offer. I think we're going to be okay with this for now. I'll definitely check my crewmates. But, yeah, this is the best we could do with the tools that we have, trying to implement the plan, really trying to lean forward to having success today. How long will this be in place? We have a feeling it's like on the order of 2 weeks or so, or is it when we get into the EVA time frame? That'll help us with the answer.
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. Let us get you that answer on how long we expect to be in that config and copy. You think you're going to be moving some stuff into Node 2 Deck 2, and we'll stand by for that list.
That's the remaining stuff that we couldn't fit into all these CTBs, and you can see we everything is pretty much 100% full and Tetris as nicely as we could.
Understood. Thanks, Mike. And Mike, if you're within earshot, your answer on how long that config will be is, as you alluded to, about 2 weeks, January 6th.
Okay. We're going to go take a look at Node 2 Deck 2 and see what we can do there. January 6th, copy.
Good read.
Hey, Houston Station on 2, we did a poll of the crew. This definitely does impact another 10.0 CTV worth of stuff that we're going to pack up today, and I think that will be, and then figure out if that goes to Node 2, Deck 2, or some other place, as you mentioned before. So we still have some paperwork to do on this, but that's where we're headed. And we just had a handover. Where should I finish up? I can give you the TLDR if you like.
Yeah, bad Capcom style. I should have called you off because you were about to go in the handover, so please start from the beginning.
Okay, I'll be a little more caveman-like. We're okay with this current configuration. We realize it impacts our habitability, but this is the way. We do have another 10.0 CTV approximately worth of stuff, and then we'll be done with today's activity. We're going to pack that stuff in the 10.0 CTV, perhaps leave it in NRAL if you like, or some other temporary stow, and then that way they'll buy some time for ISO to figure out where to stow it. And that way we get back on timeline and we meet the objectives for today. What do you think?
Okay, bye. So, hey, Mike, two things. We understand that you're going to gather everything that's left and put it in the 10.0, and, yeah, we would like it in Node 2 Deck 2 if you don't have any issues with that. And then, secondly, wanted to just confirm, I'm sure you guys were paying attention to this, but we have to ask, just to ask if you had made sure that the keep-out zones for NG were remain free.
You bet. We very much paid attention to that, and with Chris and Kimia's eyeballs, we definitely made sure we meet or probably very much exceed the keep-out areas. There's good airflow coming out from the duct, or in from the duct, and there's at least 12 inches by 12 inches, probably more like 24 by 24 equivalent for exit from Cygnus. So thank you for asking, and safety is paramount. We will put that 10.0 in Node 2 Deck 2. Is it okay if we don't make a bungee jail today? Those take a little bit of time, and the one we have in Node 1 Deck 1 did take some time, but it's a beautiful one.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, we're fine with no beautiful bungee jail in Node 2 for today. Just make sure it's secured.
Copy and work. I think it was step number 37. Yui-san took some photos. They should be available for downlink. And then we are going to be finished in about 10 minutes then. Thank you, everyone, for their patience today, and glad to have success at the end. Go ISO.
Great news, Mike. Thank you. We'll pass that on, and great work today.
To station call on Space Ground 2. By the way, these photos are in SSC 20.
Okay, we copy SSC 20.
Houston Station 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, we documented it in StowTrack. The final three items that were in the NRAL are in 10.0 CTV 5047. We are moving that to Node 2 Deck 2 per your most excellent suggestion.
Copy all, Mike. Thanks.
I have some minimal cleanup in the NRAL to do, just to make sure everything's tidy, and put the orange emergency equipment, batten it down so it's ready to go. And then I'll be finished. How are we doing on the other things for the timeline? Do I have 5 minutes to finish up?
And, Mike, yes, you have plenty of time. Your crewmates have been helping you doing some of your other tasks, and you will be doing your drain brain activity at 1705 on time. Station Houston on to for Chris. Hey, we see a good image of T2, so thanks for framing that.
And Houston, Chris, on 2, I copy all. Good view of T2. I'm just going to go get all changed and set up, and then I'm happy to start my area TTV. Thanks. Sorry, T2 PTV.
No problem. Thanks, Chris. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for any available crew member.
Right on 2.
Hey, Kimmy, I wanted to give you and your crewmates a heads up that between 1900, starting at 1900, there's going to be a town hall where our new NASA administrator is going to be speaking. We have filled some KU slots between 1900 and 1938. Your optimist is not going to indicate that, but we do have good KU at that time. If you would like to listen to the administrator's words, we can set something up for you. Just let us know.
Okay, so yeah, actually it's nice to have such kind of setup. So yeah, we would like to take your suggestion.
Okay, so get that set up, you are going to need to do a little bit of work on the task list. iPad downlink live activity will need to be executed to get that set up.
That's possible to do that in VC. That's easier for us. If it's needed to do that task list, it totally depends our timeline. We are kind of starting busier, so yeah. We start considering then let you know.
Yeah, VC in this case is not going to be an option, but the activity we referred you to, the iPad downlink live, is just a Teams link for you to bring it up and it'd be running in the background.
Okay. In that case, no problem. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
But, and right before the event, we will give you a reminder to let you know.
Okay, thank you very much. And while I have you for the timeline, is it okay for me to do the next task, which is not three task, or do you have any other priority for me to do the task?
Yeah, perfect question, Kimia. The priority of task, and you can just go through them. If you don't get them all done, that's okay. But the priority, the remaining task, is going to be the CMAX, then the umbilical drain, and then the ITCS taping in that priority order.
Okay, understand. So I'm gonna do that order. First, CMAX, then umbilical, then taping. Thank you.
Good read.
Houston, airlock 2, step 27.
Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, self-reporting here. I, instead of turning on and then off the EMU TV, I turned off the HECA. So if our family folks on the ground were watching that, hopefully that explains some data, but I'll be otherwise waiting for MCC Go in step 32.
Copy, Zena, standby. And Zena Houston, yeah, regarding the HECA with the switch throws, no issues, we're in a good config, and we need about 10 minutes before we can give you the go on step 32.
Okay, copy, no problem.
And Zena, if you're looking for something to do, you can take Mike's SSC swap at 17550.
But that didn't work. Houston Airlock for a follow-up about NREL depress setup part 1.
Go ahead.
Just wondering if you'd like me to prioritize that, or if we'll be delaying until a different day. What's your recommendation?
Yeah, we think we can still get that done today. We just need a few more minutes of checks on the ground, and then we'd like for you to step into that.
Okay, copy. No problem at all.
Houston, station on 2-2.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just wanted to double check that I'm all good to just proceed into my T2, and you guys are happy with the view and everything.
Chris, we are happy with the view, and you are good to proceed.
Copy. Thanks.
Vienna Houston, space ground 2 for Reba.
Space ground 2.
Just deploy your work for ops, as we told you before, but we are ready for you to pick up in step 32 for the Reba activity. And then after that, you can continue with the NREL depress.
Hey, copy. I haven't started NREL depress. I will do step 32 to the end of the Reba activity and then start NREL.
Good read. And Mike Houston, space ground 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2, please.
Hey, Mike, you've been working hard today. You're taking a drink break, and if you would like to extend that a little bit, we can let you start the drain brain activity 30 minutes late if you need a little extra time.
Actually, the drink break is part of the drain brain activity. They suggest that we drink
fluid, so I'll be ready to start the drain brain on time, and then I'll be able to assist my crewmates afterwards to catch up on the NREL pressure management device and a few other things. It's been really great working with y'all today. We've accomplished a lot. It's been stress-free 73, but Explore 74.
Sounds great. And thank you again for setting up that Node 1 camera of being able to see, or the Node 3 camera of seeing what you guys were doing. It has been put back into external of Node 3.
Copy. And I'm glad that you got to see that the NanoRack airlock is fully clean and ready to go for operations. And we know that stowage is going to be always a challenge for us. And during the last expedition and this one, just because that's how it is. And we're happy to accommodate and work with you. So really appreciate the help.
You're welcome. You guys made it look easy.
Station 2 for PMD.
Go ahead, Sina.
Got the quick release pin moved from the pump's stowed position to the upper hole. Also wondering if you could give me a possible location for some adjustable tethers. I don't know of any that we have crew deployed. So I've got bungees for now, but I'm assuming you want something less stretchy.
And this is in the pump operating position for the pin you're referring to?
Firm, pump's operating position. Sorry, I did not see that label from my angle, but yes, I see it.
Okay, yeah, the NRAL is in a good config, and we will find you some adjustable length tethers.
Copy, and thank you. Houston Station 2 for NanoRack's airlock and SSC 4.
Okay, Zena.
Hey, just want to check the routing and location for SSC 4. Right now, it's on the other side of ARED from NanoRack's airlock, and sounds like this was the location called out and specific power and Ethernet cables called out for Kimiason's activity earlier. But the PMD USB cable is not going to reach over there. Wondering if you have a suggestion.
Okay, we understand the issue with the cable not being able to reach. Zena, give us a few and we will think about a solution for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
So station all Syscon 2 for quartz gear sensors.
Give me a Houston. Go ahead, on 2.
I'm on step 6, decimal 2, and task complete, so please check from the ground. And also, I'm going to downlink these models by using SSC7.
Copy all and set SSC7.
Thank you for your support.
Zena Houston, Space Ground 2 for cable config question.
Thank you, on 2.
Hey, Zena, yeah, we were not expecting this issue, but since you have eyes on, could you tell us what the cable config is going into SSC4 and if it could be routed differently to give you a little more slack to be able to connect that other cable you're trying to do?
So the SSC4 power chain is connected to Cobalt Brick 1335. That is Node 3, Deck 3, or Aft Deck 3, basically. So it is across ARED and across the cupola from where the PMD is set up. So even if we stretch out that SSC power cable, and I'm not sure about how much extra slack we've got on the the Ethernet cable looks like maybe an additional 2 feet of slack, that would put SSC either under or on top of ARED. So I don't think that that is going to just work geometrically. Kimmy has said that last time he set this up, the power and data cables were coming from the cupola, so that power chain made for a lot better geometry.
All right, great data, Zena. Thank you. Sorry we messed this up. We're going to have to look into it to see if we can get a different solution.
No worries at all. If I can
reconfigure for a cupola power gen, that would work well, but I think with the current config, there's just not a way to stretch cables across without totally interfering with ARF.
Understood. Yeah, we'll take that in consideration. And Zena Houston on to my mind.
With Yanji.
Hey, Zena, while we think about that one, we are able to support your IMS conference early if you would be willing to do that. We are, at least on the ground, we're getting that set up, but let us know if that'd be something you'd be willing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll let you know when we're set up.
That sounds great. I'll be ready when you are.
Missile station, space to ground two.
With you on two.
Drain brain is finished. The files are on the iDrive.
Okay, we copy files on the iDrive. Can you tell us the SSD number?
It's the iDrive exists on the network server, but if you want to try to find them on SSD 9, it's all yours.
We copy 9. Thank you so much.
Mike Houston on 2. Quick question.
Sensation on 2 for answer.
Hey, the question is, now that you've done all that work in Node 1 to get all the stowage in there on the deck, we would like your assessment that if we had to had an emergency and you needed to isolate NG, how long do you think it would take you to get to either of the hatches to be able to isolate NG?
Unfortunately, we're in zero gravity. Let me consult with my friends and give you an answer in about 60 seconds or less.
Copy. Dana Houston calling on 2, letting you know that Space Ground 4 is private for your stowage conference.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for answer.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so first off, in this number, just want to make sure you understand, it's the Cygnus hatch, no matter if it was a perfect day, it's still going to take at least 45 seconds to a minute to close the Cygnus hatch, and that's probably a little bit easier than closing Node 1 hatch, you know, just because those things take a little bit of time. As far as access goes, yeah, we think there's somewhere another 90 seconds to 2 minutes to get through the cargo and to quickly move it out of the way to access those hatches. So if you add it all up, it's probably on the order of 3 minutes, 1 minute-ish for the hatch and 2 minutes-ish for the cargo. Does that answer your question? And this was with multiple opinions and guesses and estimates and our best knowledge of space flyers.
That is the perfect assessment we needed. Thanks, Mike.
So we owe you some final close-out photos. I think you got to see Yui's photos before we put the final layer on. We will get those to you either right before or right after DPC.
Sounds great. And, Mike, while you're there within earshot, I want to let you know that we uplinked message 5555 with some answers to questions you guys had regarding the EVA tool stow config activity coming up.
Excellent. That's super timely and super helpful. Thank you. Message 55.
And Zena Houston, want to let you know that Space Ground 4 is privatized, and we are ready for you to take part in the conference.
Hey, and thank you so much. Switching to 4.
Mike Houston, Space to Ground 2 for PMD.
Hey, Houston on 2. Zena's busy, but we are ears for the pressure management device, if that's what you called for.
Yes, sir, it was. Zena had called down that she couldn't find proper vessel tethers, and I have a stowage location for you to retrieve them. They're going to be in JPM Deck 2, Bravo 2 Locker, in a half CTB number 0012. Labeled PCS flex hose and miscellaneous. Within that, there's a Ziploc labeled miscellaneous found 2023. We expect 3 adjustable tethers in there if you could retrieve those.
It'd be my pleasure to do so. So I didn't get all of that, but JPM, Deck 2, and then you said B1 as in Bravo 1?
A-firm, Bravo 1, Bravo 2.
Bravo 2, and then it's a half CTB 0012. Inside is a Ziploc, and inside that Ziploc we can find 3. It's flexible TCS and flexible something, and then we'll find three tethers inside. I think I have enough information, and we'll go for it.
Good read.
Thank you very much. Houston Station on 2 for stowage and the three tethers that we're looking for.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Rob. I must have miscopied something. Could you repeat that again? I had JPM, that's the Japanese pressurized module or the GEM pressurized model, Delta 2, Deck 2, right? And then in B is in Bravo 1, is that correct?
Bravo 2.
Bravo 2, thank you. I misread that, and now and this, the half CTV is 0012.
Hey, fam.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for my confusion.
No problem. Danny Houston on 2 for plug-in plan suggestion.
You on 2.
All right, Zena, we did some head-scratching, and we think we found a solution. You'll just have to let us know if it works. So where the SSC is, that we want you to relocate it. Power train or strain that you're going to be utilizing starts at node 3, UOP4, and that's an overhead 2. Follow that out to cobalt brick 1011. Excuse me, cobalt brick 1418, and then coming out of that, you should find power cable 1011, and you should be able to utilize that for the SSC4. How copy?
Okay, perfect. I will connect SSC4 to power cable 1011, which will be connected to cobalt brick 1418, connected to UOP4, that should be at node 3 overhead 2.
All good. Read back. And also, there's an Ethernet cable 1009 that we think will also be available for you to have data.
Okay, copy. Ethernet cable 1009, and will that be nearby power cable 1011?
We believe so. Let us know if not.
Cool.
And lastly, I don't know if you heard it, but Mike is looking for the tethers that you had spoke of before to cinch down the pressure management device.
Copy, and thank you.
And Mike and Zena, just big picture, yeah, just keep working together to see if you can finish up the depress setup part one. But great work.
Happy, will do.
Houston Station on Spaceground 2 for rack umbilical drain.
Kimmy, I have you on Spaceground 2.
I'm on step 6.3, and task complete.
It's great news. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you very much for your support. Station on Spaceground 2 for Node 1 ITCS installation.
Kimmy on 2, go ahead.
If you have like a video from Node 1 video, if you have Node 1 video, I can actually let you see my work, and specialists can actually guide me if it is necessary for this task. So what do you think?
And great suggestion. Give us a few moments. We're going to route that. We'll let you know we're on board with you.
Hey, thank you very much for your support. Well, just start preparing the tapes and, communicate with the ground and do the task. Thank you.
Yep, great idea. Station Houston on 2 for Spanky, if available.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, Spanky, if you have a few moments, we'd like to get you in the lab to pose for a picture for a bunch of VIPs down here.
Rob, greeting to our VIPs. I'll set up the lab camera to be a little bit a better view, and then we'll pose.
And, Mike, your frame is really good. If you just actually like that, you're huge. It's perfect. All right, your frame perfect. We're there taking a picture now. We got it. Thank you, Mike. VIPs are much appreciative.
Please let them know they're welcome aboard the International Space Station anytime.
I'll pass it on.
So station on Spaceground 2 for Node 1 installation.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I just put one tape, but because of the curvature, there's some like a wrinkle on the tape. I hope this is okay for the this purpose to cover the seams.
Yeah, the wrinkle is not a problem at all. It looks great so far.
I understand. So I'm going to do the same thing for other threes.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Mike is available.
Houston Station on 2, go ahead. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, a couple follow-up questions about all the stowage ops you guys did today. In some of the closeout photos, we saw that the Cygnus IMV hose was not pulled out as far as it should be into node 1, and we're wondering if you can work on that hose to get it to be pulling or pushing air further out into node 1. Also related to that stowage is we just wanted to confirm that there was an adjustable tether underneath the bags, just preventing it from any bags from going back into Cygnus.
To the second one, I think so. I'll double check. The first one, yeah, we will see if we can get the umbilical or hose up to up or out of Cygnus. Copy both. We'll get back to you maybe around DPC. And thank you for double checking our work. We really appreciate it. We want to do this right.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. And if you want an example of the way we would prefer to have the hose and realize you're working with a non-nominal configuration, if you go to procedure 1.112, figure 10, give you what we're looking for. The best effort.
Okay, procedure 1.112, could you give me a little bit more of the which book or system it's in? Sorry.
No, my fault there. It's going to be in the Cygnus Ops book.
Copy, Cygnus Ops 1.112. We'll double-check that picture, and we'll try to get the duct as close as we can to that. And again, thank you. We're glad we take pictures.
Us too. Thank you. Kimmy, Houston, we see you working there, looking really good. Wanted to give you one point that for the hose that you're working on, there's collars on each end that should be pushed up into the bulkhead flush. As you're working on it, they may move a little bit, so you want to make sure you do that at the very end. We see your hand on it. Yep, copy, thumbs up. Looks good. And we're about a minute away from a 10-minute LOS, so we'll see you on the other side, unless you got a question now. Copy, thumbs up.
Location on Space Ground 2 for Node 1 ITS-CS installation.
Go ahead, come in.
Since we have time, if you would like, I can give you like a quick video tour.
Yeah, absolutely. We have good KU. We see the frame.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to turn on the work light and let you see the result. And if you have any additional comments, I can work on that.
Copy.
Zero
lock
2 for Star Trek, step 3.10. Good, Zena. How much for the additional backup options as we're searching for these items? We did check in 1161 again, that 1.0 CTB. The message that was sent up suggested checking in that same location, but wrapped in bubble wrap. And one of the three that Mike had originally found was wrapped in bubble wrap, so we think we've got, or maybe two, Mike's saying. Anyway, we found some that were wrapped in bubble wrap, but we've checked that CTB and don't see any additional sockets in or out of a Kynar bag or bubble wrap. And then in the message that was sent up, there's a 2 Bravo that gives the alternate location of 1.0 CTB 1161, which was the original location. Wondering if there is a possible Charlie, for us.
All right, Zena, yeah, we have our EVA task listening right now, and we'll see if he has some answers. So stand by, please.
Thank you so much.
And Station Houston for Kimia, we saw your video tour, and everybody down here really likes the work, so no additional action. Yeah, Kimia, the video tour was...
Houston AOC 2 for Stotrack, step 4.09.
Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, from your favorite problem children here in the airlock. We checked in CTB 5220 for the planar reflector, definitely checked all of the bubble wrap and bags within that CTB. I did find in IMS and then went and checked CTB, I think it was 5690 in node 2 forward, that looks like it has a planar reflector. Wondering if that is the wrong planar reflector or if there are any other alternate locations for us.
Checking. Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Kimmy is available.
Python 2.
Hey, Kimmy, we're reviewing your crew notes from the CMAX activity that you completed a little bit earlier, and we are still in need of a report of a serial number that is requested in line 14 of the stowage note, if you could take a look at that.
Okay, so bye. Okay, I'm going to check it out and write the crew note. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry about that. I missed that step, actually. Thank you.
No worries. Zena Houston on 2 for answer.
Okay, on 2.
Hey, Zena, the planar reflector that you did find is the correct one. We would like you just to confirm the serial number on it.
Copy and welcome.
So, station and 2 for S65.
And Kimia, thank you for the work. We see 5 and 19 back on the network.
Understand. Thank you.
Station on 2. A couple things for you real quick.
Quick on 2, Mike.
We're waiting for KU for the for a video for a special post-DC event, if you're going to be with us, just making sure. And then up until that point, though, we'd like to say that the Kimia-san and myself, along with Chris and Zena, we moved the ventilation duct from Cygnus to be much more like the picture. We'll send it down with the photos we owe you. We think you'll be pleased. And there is plenty of return ventilation capability.
All right, Mike, thanks for the heads up on the IMV duct. And we do have good KU with you. We are watching it in the lab.
Houston, this is the International Space Station for a special event.
We are ready for the event.
So one of the cool things about being up in space is to show appreciation and thanks for our friends and colleagues and teammates, crewmates on planet Earth. And today we'd like to congratulate today's Popo Lepowski for over 7 years of dedicated console support. The Topo's plan, the ISS reboost, and maintain ISS trajectory. So far, so good, Emily. Ensuring that our supporting crew, cargo, and communications providers know exactly where we are. Emily and the Topos are kept busy making sure the ISS dodges space junk. Again, thank you.
Check, Mike.
Since arriving at TFC in 2016, Emily-san has accomplished a lot. She served as a Topo lead for Increment 61, NG-14, NG-15, SpaceX 23, OFD-2, and Crew-6 a lot. Outside of the flight control room, she led Topo's training team and provided support to the developmental vehicles like Sierra Space's Dream Chaser and Axiom Commercial Element.
Emily has been a trailblazer and a leader her whole career. She's the first person to ever certify as Topo's backroom position, Orca. She led FOD in the integration and execution of the first successful Cygnus-powered reboost for ISS in 2022, and she coordinated FOD support for commercial missions Inspiration 4 and Polaris Dawn. And Emily, I loved working with you on Expedition 61.
Emily has been maintaining her Topo cert even after being named the permanent group lead in April 2024. But the time has come to no longer support the ISS flight control team regularly. We expect her to continue to make grand contributions to our mission from the leadership ranks of FOD and wish her all the best in her future endeavors. Thank you so much, Emily. We really appreciate everything you've done. Thank you.
Explorer 74, Emily. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, crew, for the great words. Emily, very much appreciate it.
Emily, like a photo with us. She can just go to the front of the room kind of thing and we'll stand here. Yeah, we'd like to see that photo.
Great idea. Stand by. All right, we're ready for the photo. And we got it. Thank you, crew.
Someone's got to send it to us, and congratulations, Emily. And thanks to all the MCCs across the planet for such a great week aboard the International Space Station. It was a pleasure.
And we enjoyed working with you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Sensation 2 for Planar Reflector and StarTrack Step 4.09.
Good, Tina.
They checked in at 1.0 CTB 5690 and comparing with
stoke track. It's definitely IDA planar reflector, but the part number is really different than what is listed in stoke track. Part number for the planar reflector we found in node 2 is 02208519-001, and its serial number is SpaceX-0001. And that matches what IMS thinks should be in that CPD, but is different than what we see in Star Trek. Wondering if this is indeed what we're looking for, or if we should keep checking elsewhere.
All right, Dan, thank you for the additional data. Let ISO check, and we will get back to you. And actually, we just got the answer. StoTrack was incorrect. The one that you have is the correct one.
Great news.
Great.
Thanks, ISO. Houston Airlock 2 for one more follow-up.
Airlock Houston, go ahead.
One more question for this planar reflector. StoTrack said lead it in the foam, but this planar reflector is in two layers of bubble wrap. Enough protection, or should we stow it somewhere else in the meantime rather than in our giant mesh bag of fools?
Second. Dana Houston for a planar reflector answer.
John, too.
Dana, the bubble wrap that you described is adequate. Foam is not required.
Happy. Thanks so much for checking.